For those reminiscing about the arcade that used to be in the plaza on the corner of Four Mile Creek Road and Niagara Stone Road, you can now get your Galaga fix in the new arcade room on Queen Street in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Rob Munger, owner of the Old Time Candy Shop, has installed more than a dozen arcade games dating from the 1980s and 1990s, including Galaga, Tron and GoldenTee. Terminator 2 Judgment Day is, so far, the lone pinball machine. Munger has been collecting arcade games for years and storing them in his garage with the intention of opening a barcade, bar plus arcade. However, he has not been able to secure a suitable location. A recent expansion in the candy store has created space for the vintage and rebuilt arcade games. "We want to make it more of an experience, a destination," said Munger, who is also installing a fully automated candy floss machine. The expanded Jelly Belly wall catches the eyes of young ones as they enter the store. "We carry literally 70 flavors," said Munger. "We will also expand our toy line and focus on retro toys to keep with the ambience of the store." Munger, originally from Chippewa, started in the candy business while living and skiing in Canmore, Alberta. While working in a friend's candy store, he went on a buying expedition to the Candy Expo in Chicago. Munger opened a candy store in Niagara Falls, and the one on Queen Street in 2015. "We try to focus on everything you can't get in grocery or variety stores," said Munger. Crickets, sour balls, a 5-pound gummy bear and single pickles in a bag line the shelves of the store. They also offer a selection of candy originating from Japan, England and America. "Look up to discover a ceiling embellished with one of every Pez we had in the store for the past 7 years," said Munger. "And with a larger wall full of new Pez, he is bound to add to his ceiling soon." In the arcade, most games are now operable, and will be coin-operated, costing nothing more than the nostalgic price of 25 cents to $1.